This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gonyea. After visiting Israel early this week, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice flies to Rome for meetings with European leaders and Arab diplomats, just as she and President Bush are meeting today in Washington with Saudi diplomats. The Saudis will also play an important role in the meetings in Italy. The Saudis have been unusually critical of Hezbollah, charging that the group was reckless in capturing two Israeli soldiers, a move that sparked the current crisis. NPR's Deborah Amos reports on Saudi reactions to their government stand from Syria.
In the summer months, the Syrian resort town of Zabadani becomes an almost exclusive Saudi village. Saudi vacationers own holiday homes here, enjoy the cool summer evenings in the hills outside of Damascus. But the war next door in Lebanon, only a 10-minute drive away, has disturbed this summer retreat, says Khalid Mohammed, who brought his family here from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
I came here to relax, but I hear by surprise the news. So most of my time, instead of taking the kids away entertaining the kids, I stood home just to watch the news.
Saudi Arabia's stand against Hezbollah and criticism of Syria's support for the Lebanese group has put Saudis at odds with their Syrian hosts. I asked Khalid Mohammed if he agrees with the official Saudi view.
No comments.
Too sensitive?
Not really, but no comments, yes.
Most cars cruising the strip of shops and restaurants have Saudi license plates. The distinctive yellow and green flags of Hezbollah on display all over Damascus are missing here in Zabadani. There are no pictures of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah plastered on back windows, a new feature on Syrian cars. Isa Al-Zayadi comes from Dammam in southern Saudi Arabia. He and his family sip fruit smoothies at Zabadani's crowded mall. He's more open about the Saudi position, explaining that he backs it 100%.
They are worried. They are worried of Iran, Syria, Hezbollah. You know, it's, all the people knows about this one, even USA, even England, you know.
Many Saudis see Hezbollah as Iran's proxy, the prime patron of Lebanon's Shiite Muslim group. This Saudi businessman believes if Hezbollah wins this fight, it will be a victory for Iran. Bad news for Saudi Arabia. But is it Iran, or is it the emerging power of Shiite Muslims in the region, in Iraq and in Lebanon, which worries him most?
No, I can say both, because, you know, for Sunni, not for Shia. What I really believe now, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, most of the Arab countries, they are thinking about the future. They are trying to build themselves.
This is the predominant view among Saudis here, who are Sunni Muslims. They back their government's outspoken position. Many see the war in sectarian terms. A victory for Shiite Muslims and Iran is a threat to Saudi Arabia, a Sunni Muslim power. However, it is not a universal view. Motouk al-Sharif, on vacation from the Saudi capital, has also been watching television news nonstop, watching the destruction of Lebanon and the mounting civilian casualties.
I hope God will help Islam win.
Even Shia Islam.
All Muslims. I hope that God will help Muslims and Israel will lose.
It is a summer holiday these Saudis will not forget, a vacation close to the front lines of a destructive war in Lebanon. They say it will change the region, but in ways no one can predict. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.